Well, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name, and I just want to bless you in his name, and I just want to encourage you today with the Word of God. And as we know, this is where we get our inspiration. It's from God, from his Word, and by his Holy Spirit. And I'm thankful to be here today, and I trust that you're having a blessed day in the Lord as well. I'd like to read a portion of Scripture to you out of the New Testament today, 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'd like to just take a look at some of the things here that I believe are given to us. For example, it tells us so in the Scriptures that the things that are shown to us in the Old Testament and even in the New, it's given to us for learning and walking in the ways of God. And we have the examples that have gone before us, and we need to be able to take heed to what these examples are teaching us. And so hopefully that'll be the case today. 1 Corinthians 10, I'll begin in verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. And I'd like to just stop there for a moment and have a footnote in my Bible that references back to this occasion here. And you see that the Israelites were struggling, and they were having a hard time obeying God and walking in his ways, and they were lusting after the things that they wanted, and they sought after things that were not pleasing to God, and they weren't part of God's plan. And man has that tendency, as we all know. Man has a tendency to desire things that are not of God, and we need God to help us and strengthen us in those times that we not be tempted. But it says here that, says in verse 9, neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. And so I'd like to take you back to that passage, and we'll just read in there. There's a couple of passages here I'd like to read, and I'll start with Numbers. And I'm going to be reading from Numbers chapter 21. And I'll just share with you what my footnotes in my Bible are referring to back as this. And it does make sense to me, so I thought we'd just read this here. Numbers 21, and I'll read 6 verses here. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies, then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if thou wilt indeed deliver this people into my hand, then I will utterly destroy their cities. And the Lord hearkened unto the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they were utterly destroyed, them and their cities. And he called the name of the place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Eden. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. It's a mighty desert over there, and it was very difficult, I'm sure. But the piece says here in verse 4 that the people were much discouraged because of the way. Verse 5, and the people spake against God and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of the land of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. They're talking about the manna that God provided for them in the wilderness. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people. and much people of Israel died. You can see that their attitude towards Moses and towards God was very rank and very off. They were very put out, and they were discouraged because of the hardships they were facing, and they grumbled and complained, and God sent fiery serpents, and many of them died there. Exodus 17, I'm going to read the first 7 verses here. And all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, "Give us water that we may drink." And Moses said unto them, "Why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord?" And the people thirsted there for water, and the people murmured against Moses and said, "Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, "What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thine hand, and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb. And thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" And it tells us there within that scripture what that means, the Massah and Meribah. Again, a footnote in my Bible says tempting and chiding and strife, which is basically what it says right there in verse 7. And you see that these occasions happened to Israel. They complained, they murmured, and they just made the Lord very angry and upset with them because they weren't willing to be satisfied and know that he was with them. He brought them out of Egypt. He took them through the Red Sea. They had plenty of things to look back on and say, you know, the Lord is with us. We just need to be patient. And I'm sure it was difficult for them in desert, no water. But they got upset and they started complaining. And they said, "Is the Lord with us or not? Why'd you bring us out here?" And these kind of attitudes are not pleasing at all to the Lord. And that's what we were reading in 1 Corinthians there. Verse 9, I'll just read it again. "Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents." So they tempted Christ. It's interesting there. They said they tempted Christ. But he was that spiritual rock that was following them. God sent serpents and destroyed many of them. I'm going to continue on 1 Corinthians and chapter 10, verse 10 now. "Neither murmur ye against murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer." They were good at complaining and finding things to fuss about. "Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." So he's saying we need this example, and be careful when you stand and say, "Oh, I'm glad I was not like those people there, and they chided and tempted and complained and grumbled." Well, he's saying, be careful. When you think you stand, take heed lest you fall, if you get puffed up. Verse 13, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry." And you see here that that God, he knows our frame, he knows how we're made, he made us. And he knows how we think, he knows what tempts us and what things lure us away. And he gives us this portion of scripture here. It says that there is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. And I know we've talked about this before on this daily inspiration. It says, but God is faithful. And that's something we can always go back to. God is faithful. When you're tempted, you remember this verse. It's a temptation that's common to man, first of all. And it says, God is faithful. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. He knows where your limit is. But will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. And it's wonderful. But we have to be abiding in Him. We have to be getting our strength from Him. And I see that if I will keep my heart right in this way, He comes true to His word here. If we go our own way, there's no way we can handle it. There's no escape for us. We go in and we get tempted, whether it's to grumble and complain, or to whatever the temptation may be. There's many, many temptations that are common to man. And if we try to tackle them in our own strength, we have not a chance. But if we look for the escape that God gives to us, He makes us a way of escape. And I believe that's through Jesus Christ, that we may be able to bear it. And then He says here in verse 14, wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. And I just want to say that, you know, idolatry is one of those things that we kind of think, well, you know, I see it with the people in the Bible, but I don't struggle with that. And I want you to just really examine your heart with that and ask God to show you, is there any place where there's idolatry? It doesn't have to be bound down to a stone figure or wood figure. It can be a number of things. Idolatry is anything that gets in between us and God. That's idolatry. And let's just pray for each other that God would be able to clear those things out of our hearts and our minds, that we might be able to freely worship Him for who He is and Him alone, and have no other gods before Him. Nobody else on that throne, including ourselves, but God alone. And as we do that, I know God will give us strength, and He'll help us to be salt and light in this world, and we can be examples to this world around us that's lost and in the grips of sin. God has set us free through Jesus Christ. And may He bless you today as you consider these things and as you let Him purge those things out of your heart. And as I do the same, I know God will be glorified in that. God bless you.